9/10 of the Law, written by Misera, read by Rhea 314. Fandom, Wanted a Gentleman, by K.J. Charles. Pairing Martin St. Vincent / Theodore Swan. "So I guess this is goodbye," Theo said, feeling an unexpected pang of something as he looked around the room. "Don't be ridiculous," he told himself. It wasn't as if he was never coming back here. It simply wouldn't be as often. Or rather, it would be. If anything, he'd be coming here more often, not less. After all, he'd never been in the habit of leaving before. Of going home. I'm going to miss you." Theo wondered what one was even supposed to say under these circumstances. Being an author, he felt he shouldn't be finding himself at a loss for words like this. But there you were. Life was never fair, even if it did sometimes have a way of making you feel like it maybe wasn't so bad after all. "Are you talking to the office?" Martin's expression was amused. "Of course not," Theo said with great dignity. "That would be mad. I'm talking to the cat." Martin's gaze flicked to the animal in question. "You're not taking it with you?" "Definitely not." Theo did not want to imagine traversing half of London while carrying a cat. "It's not like it's mine," he added, feeling that Martin was beginning to look a little judgmental. "It came with the office." "The office you've been living in for several years," Martin said. "You want it, it's yours," Theo said, feeling generous. And he had to admit to himself, if not out loud, a little relieved. Martin would know how to take care of a cat. In fact, Martin's house seemed a great place for a cat. "I don't think you can go around offering other people a cat that doesn't belong to you." "Not other people, just you. You're a responsible, practical person with a big house. What, you prefer dogs? Chickens?" Martin offered him a small smile. "I think Peggy would definitely object to chickens, fresh eggs notwithstanding." "She might like a cat, though. Many ladies do." The more he thought about it, the more Theo liked the idea. "It's a great cat. No trouble at all. Well, maybe a little bit of trouble when you're handling papers," honesty compelled him to add. "But apart from that, no trouble at all." Martin sighed. "Theo, let us be clear here. Are you asking me to take care of your cat?" "It's not mine," Theo swallowed. True as it might be, he somehow felt that argument wasn't going to do him any good whatsoever. "Well, if you want to put it like that, then yes, I suppose I am. But only if you want to. If you don't, that's not a problem. It's a tough guy, or girl. It knows how to take care of itself."
"Like you."
"I'm not that tough. Plenty of guys could take me in a fair fight." Which was why, when push came to shove, Theo preferred to fight dirty. It was only fair to even the odds.
"Very well. I'll ask Peggy," Martin said.
"Great.
As long as you're sure that you don't want it yourself."
"Absolutely," Theo said. "And anyway, if it's staying over at your place, I'm still going to see it plenty of times."
"Or," Martin suggested, "you could take it in yourself."
"But it's not my cat."
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.